We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, Channel Q.
Well, we've talked about psychedelics on the show before and how it's been proven to help with PTSD, depression, and anxiety. Some recent news. Big names and celebs have been talking about this, but Aaron Rodgers is the recent celebrity to talk about this and speak out about psychedelics helping him with his own mental health. And Colorado, voters will decide whether to legalize psychoactive mushrooms statewide this November.
Really interesting.
Yes. Here to share more is Betty Aldworth and Stephen Huang from MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association of Psychedelic Studies, or multiple disciplinary. I always say that, but now I guess I've been saying it wrong the whole time. It is multidisciplinary.
As long as we're saying MAPS, that's all that matters.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Delighted.
So many interesting things happening right now that are timely. First, before we get into the timeliness of this and where we're at, let's give us some context as to, you know, what types of studies have been done that make this a credible thing. Because a lot of people might say, oh, yeah, sure, you know, this is just for hippie dippies. And like, does psychedelics actually help? But there is data around this.
Yes, lots of data. We're actually in our phase three clinical trials. MAPS has been around since 1986, working on MDMA legalization to treat PTSD.
Amazing.
Which is, I mean, quite incredible, because it does feel like we're in this space where it's becoming, I guess, more normalized or just talked about in a way. How are you all getting folks kind of on board to this new wave of thinking, especially what can it actually unlock? What can it do for folks?
Yeah, it's actually interesting how much the demand is coming in quicker than we can almost like grasp it. I think there's a realization that we're in a mental health crisis right now. And this movement is getting traction because it's starting to feel like, you know, there's not enough existing treatments for PTSD. The existing treatments aren't working for everyone. And the movement is getting legitimacy because MDMA-assisted therapy might be a really effective way to treat PTSD.
And Betty, what are you seeing from these trials exactly? Like, what is the connection? How is it helping?
Yeah, so in our first phase three trial, we saw that 88% of participants had a clinically significant reduction in PTSD symptoms. And almost a third, just about a third, were no longer qualified for PTSD diagnosis after the treatment. So what we're seeing is that MDMA is really a catalyst for therapy. Over 42 hours of therapy, about 24 of which include the MDMA sessions, folks are able to really approach their traumatic memories and the ways that their traumatic memories influence their lives in a new and different kind of way. Now, listen, it doesn't work for everybody, but for those who it does work for, that's the experience. They learn how to approach their trauma differently.
But I do wonder, because this all sounds really great, and I know there's some, like, obviously so many initiatives to decriminalize all of this, but I'm wondering in the ways that this country has even reacted to slowly decriminalizing marijuana, how are we supposed to get to, you know, psychedelics in this way? It feels like it may be too soon. Like, do you see it happening, really?
Well, that is valid. Yeah, go for it, Betty.
Yeah, sorry. These are two totally different pathways, right? Like, when we're talking about FDA approval of medicines and therapies to treat a diagnosed condition, that's something that's really quite different than decriminalizing substances for personal, celebratory, social, or wellness use. And most of the action that we've seen in the last 10 years in cannabis has really been around that social use, although a lot of people are using for wellness. But what we're talking about are, you know, scientifically robust and thorough studies of treatments with FDA oversight and then eventual FDA evaluation of our application to consider approval.
And yeah, you wanted to jump in as well, Stephen?
No, I think that answered my question.
Okay. I'm not sure if you wanted to add to that. No, I think it's interesting because, like, when you talk about psychedelics, there's MDMA and the trials you mentioned, and then there's psychoactive mushrooms. These are they're this similar in terms of what they deliver, but
and it all sounds fun.
Is it? Or, you know, and they're following different paths in terms of legalization or using it in a medical therapeutic way?
Yeah, they're kind of taking different pathways. So, you know, the work that we're doing with MDMA, we're going through the FDA, and that's a pretty arduous process of proving safety and efficacy and going through all these trials. It seems like mushrooms may be taking a different route. What's happening in Oregon is actually voters approved a method, you know, a pathway around the FDA. And so voters approved mushrooms in Oregon. And so that's a different way that mushrooms are becoming more mainstream.
Yeah, so
I just got to jump in there,
if I can,
and say that, like, you know, at MAPS, we're very much in support of, you know, psychedelic-assisted therapies, but also decriminalizing psychedelics for personal use, because the criminalization of substances is remarkably harmful for people and societies. So, you know, we're in support of all of this. A lot of our activities at the nonprofit are around decriminalization and changing minds about psychedelics in general, as well as the research.
Well, and I think that actually answered my next question, because I always want to know, like, with all of your work, the end goal here, right? To get, you know, to get everyone on board, what does that look like for you all in a perfect way?
Perfect. Wow.
You know, perfect's loaded, but
what's,
you know.
What's the scenario you hope for,
yeah,
you know, in the next 2 years?
Yeah, so we're looking for the for FDA approval, but we're also really, you know, looking to help people understand that psychedelics very well may have beneficial uses outside of the clinic. And whether or not they do, people shouldn't be criminalized or exposed to, you know, substances that aren't what they claim to be. Or otherwise, you know, exposed to harm if they choose to use them. So we really focus on harm reduction, teaching people, you know, how to respond to difficult situations and how to create safety around their experiences, giving people, you know, more information about psychedelics and the harms of criminalization, and then, of course, the clinical trials. And we need to reach a lot of people with this message. You know, Stephen can tell you all about how the LGBTQ community is explicitly and specifically at higher risk.
Well, can we actually, we need to take a break. So I do want to, let's continue this conversation about the impact of psychedelics on the LGBTQ community after this.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, Channel Q.
We are back and we're talking about how psychedelics can help with PTSD, depression, and anxiety. There are some clinical trials happening with MDMA right now in certain states like Oregon, coming up in Colorado. They're going to be voting on legalizing psychoactive mushrooms. It's already happening in Oregon. That's what I meant. But back with us is Betty Aldworth and Stephen Huang from MAPS. It's the Multidisciplinary Association of Psychedelic Studies. As we dive in, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So we were just about to talk about how this all impacts the LGBTQ community. So let's dive into that.
Yeah. So we talked about earlier about how MDMA could be a really effective treatment for PTSD. And if you belong to a marginalized identity group, like you're queer or you're trans, or you're a person of color, there's a higher chance that you've encountered something traumatic in your life because, let's be real, it's not always rainbows and cupcakes being queer. Our community has higher rates of PTSD and less access to diagnosis and treatment. So we're doing a lot of things to make sure that this treatment is available for our community.
And how, so I have a question. How are you doing that to make it more accessible? We know certain communities that are definitely into this and you know, if you go to Burning Man, you could see that. Well, that's not.
That's more of a that, personal
exactly.
Situation.
That's more of like social party. That's
social.
Not what the work you're doing.
Yeah.
There's multiple layers to this. But
I do always wonder, how do you incorporate this in therapy? Is it like going to a regular therapist and it's just like a session of communicating with someone, and then this is used and a part of the and then this is used for research? Like, can you break down what that actually looks like in a session?
Yeah. So there's, as Betty mentioned earlier, there's 42 hours of therapy, but only 24 of those hours are in like the dosing sessions where you're on MDMA. The other hours are spent before to like prepare. And there are also hours spent afterwards in integration. So there's 3 8-hour dosing sessions and you're with a therapist pair. You're with two therapists during this protocol. And then there's time before and after the session to prepare and integrate that experience.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really important to take note of because of what I was saying before, the assumption of just being at Burning Man. That said, how do we make it, just wrap up, and if Betty wants to jump in 30 seconds, like how do we make it more accessible to communities that might not be knowing about this or having been included in the past?
Well, you know, one of the pieces of work that Stephen's running is our health equity program. And we are working on training therapists who have culturally relevant life experiences, making sure that if this therapy is approved, there are BIPOC and queer therapists who are prepared to treat communities. It's super important when people go into therapy that they are working with a therapist who understands their life experience. And so we're training therapists with scholarship programs. We're reaching out to communities through programs just like this. And all of that, all of our research, all of this work that we do is all funded by donors and philanthropists. We're a nonprofit doing drug development. And so, you know, how we're making it more accessible is through these programs, and how listeners can make it more accessible is by going to maps.org/health equity to learn more.
All right.
And perhaps even become a donor themselves.
Look at that. We could talk about this for much longer, but we have to go. That was Betty Aldworth and Stephen Wong from MAPS. Again, MAPS.org. Thank you again.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.